goes! And the Ballers win! Helena is no longer undefeated!
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
Y'all smoked it crack!
What is going on? 5 days until the World Juniors. It's Cody Jansen, World Hockey Report. We are coming to you live on Heavy Hockey Network on a Wednesday edition of World Hockey Report Live. You can connect with us on Twitter at World Hockey RPT. I'm there personally at Janner on PXP. Join the chat anytime. I want to hear those predictions. As always, you get it right in the YouTube chat. I want to know who's going to win gold at the World Juniors. We'll send you out a World Hockey Report too. I want to know gold, silver, bronze, and any hot takes you have. You can jump in the Heavy Hockey Network chat anytime you want. Don't forget Every Game Sportsbook. Yes, Every Game Sportsbook is the presenting sponsor of World Hockey Report. If you're tired of shopping around for the best odds on sketchy sportsbooks, well, stop wasting time clicking the link in our bio today to sign up for Every Game. Best bonuses and odds just for being a World Hockey Report listener. Get an awesome surprise when you make a deposit using the link in our bio and punching in the promo code WHR. Also, if you're thinking about going to the World Juniors, SeatGeek, they always sponsor our big guest of the day. Live only happens once, so don't miss any of the action when you use promo code WHR on SeatGeek. Save $20 off your first purchase with promo code WHR on SeatGeek. Promo code WHR. Go check out the World Juniors today. We're going to break it all down for you. World Hockey Report coming to you live. Jump in the chat. You got a World Juniors question. You got a preview. You got a thought. Let us know right now. We'll get to a little bit more of your own takes. I know Twitter's been blowing up. You can connect with us there at World Hockey RPT. But the World Juniors this year, no Russia, no Belarus. But will the barns at least be packed in Halifax and Moncton? That's all I care about. I'm sorry. I don't care about Matvei Michkov not being there. I really don't like that's and again, I've said it before, the tournament doesn't have all the hype that it used to have. The more I've thought about it, doesn't matter what teams are there. Because the best games aren't always the same teams. The best games come with the best atmospheres. Like when the tournament was in Czech Republic, Czechia, whatever you want to call it. Incredible games there. Incredible atmosphere. That's what I live for. That's what fans live for. Players love. Like I really hope Halifax and Moncton are just going to fill the barns. The fans are going to be crazy because I really don't give a damn that Rush is not there. That doesn't hurt me one bit. We still have some pretty good matchups, but there's nothing worse than watching a World Junior game in front of 17,000 empty seats. We said it before. I've said it multiple times. I mean, it was embarrassing in Edmonton. It was. What, you get 8,000 fans for the finals? That sucks. Michael Hebert in there. Oilers live on Twitter. Halifax is buzzing. They're loving it. Hebes, what are they at for ticket sales right now? Because that's a main question that I have. That's the main curiosity I am wanting to see on Boxing Day. Is it going to be sold out? Is it going to be packed? Is it going to be just absolutely wild scenes like we saw with previous World Juniors? Because if that's the case, sign me up, inject it in my veins. Best tournament in the world. I am here for it. It's going to be 50% capacity. If it's going to be quiet, NHL barns, you know, a lot of suits in the stands, I don't give a damn. Loses its lust 100%. Also, shout out to Norway advancing. They'll be at the 2024 World Junior Championship after winning Division 1A. So Norway's coming into the tournament. Hebert almost sold out. I've got 4 premium seats and have sold every non-Canada game for the round robin. People want to watch every team. I love to hear that, Michael. That is incredible. Adam Vanilla, if our goaltending holds up, then USA, baby. Adam's hilarious. It's great to see you in the chat. Great to talk to you once again. I'm interested. Like they play Sweden today at about 20 minutes time. We'll probably have it up. I don't know how long the show is going to go for. We'll let the people dictate that as always. But like, they've got an 05 netminder, USA does. So yeah, you probably are going to get taken as far as your goaltenders do. But I mean, Kaden and Breco, and then you've got Trey Augustine. I think it's Augustine. I didn't look it up. Kaden, Trey, whatever you want. Those are probably going to be your two guys for USA. So which one steps up? You no longer have your Spencer Knight. You know, you no longer have that ace in the hole that USA has been able to rely upon in previous tournaments. I go back to like the Joseph Woll days. They had some sick goaltenders go through that system. Remember how good John Gibson was when he was playing for USA? Jack Campbell. Shout out Oilers fans. How do we bring this full circle? We talk Jack Campbell. He had two unreal tournaments. I think he laid an egg against Denmark as well. But again, get your predictions in right now. I want to know gold, silver, bronze. We're going to screenshot it. We're going to look back. Winner, you know, if you predict them, like maybe even if you just get two out of the three, we'll send you a World Hockey Report too, just for being a good person. But that's the chats we're screenshotting. We're putting in the memory bank, and we're sending out free hoodies for that. Goaltending's always so big at this tournament. And is that not the one fear with Canada? Is Ben Goudreau going to be the guy? Ugly stats in juniors, but Thomas Milich as well, in nasty junior stats, but he's in Seattle. They're a wagon, 11-2-1 or whatever he is. Tough call. My U13 team's got tickets for the pre-competition in True Friday night. Slovakia used our regular game time for a practice in my home rink, and in return gave us all tickets for the game versus Austria. That's unreal. What's your home rink, tough call? I mean, you say it like it's a small town. I know small towns get the best of everyone, but I know True's got a junior A team there. You got some decent barns out east. I'm looking forward to it. Like, I think Moncton and Halifax are the right size barns, the right size communities, and I hope they get the place rocking. It's almost like a Saskatoon. It's almost like when they do it in Kamloops, Kelowna, places like that. That's where the World Juniors thrives. Like, I hate it when it's in Toronto. Don't want to see it in Vancouver. Don't want to see it in Edmonton. No, done with that. Give me those mid-major markets, and that's what I love about it. Brookfield, Nova Scotia. It's a village. 10 minutes from Truro, where I played my junior. Love it. There's got to be a senior team or something out by Brookfield. I know senior hockey's massive out there. But let's get to some players to watch here for our friends at Pro Rock. Pro Rock Hockey Sticks, the best sticks in the game, best price point. Check them out today, Pro Rock Hockey Sticks. Group A, let's start with Canada, the big one, Connor Bedard. Like, everyone knows what Bedard's going to bring to the tournament. 64 points in just 28 dub games this season. He's going to be nasty. Pair him up with a guy like Shane Wright. Seattle kind of tried to bury him this season, but I think this is an opportunity to get some of that confidence back. We'll see who else he plays with. I know Wright had some AHL success there. Kind of sucks when you look at some of the other players having success at the major or at the American Hockey League level. A lot of Europeans that are in this tournament are playing full-time in the AHL, but a guy like Shane Wright can't. So he's got to be a healthy scratch. We'll see what he can bring. Going to captain Canada at this tournament, of course. Adam says Red Deer. I love it, Adam. Again, Red Deer had a poor turnout. They kind of had a bad group, though. It was still a weird time in Alberta. The Summer World Juniors was stupid. But again, you give Red Deer a World Juniors winter, it's rocking 10 years ago. Place would have been absolutely electric. The factory that the Sutters built, Colby Armstrong, Cam Moon, unbelievable names have built that Red Deer hockey community, and I absolutely respect it. Dylan Gunther. Well, Vanilla. You're right. That's my third player to watch for Team Canada. Actually, I've got four, but the fourth one's Reid Schaefer. He's just an Oilers prospect. Homer comment. Schaefer's going to be fun to watch. Dylan Gunther, 11 points, 21 games in the show this year with the Yotes. I think Gunther is going to be a player who doesn't get talked about as much as your Bedards and Wrights. But this is going to be a hot take. I think he's going to have a bigger impact. He's not my X factor. But I think Dylan Gunther could lead Canada in scoring here this tournament. He's that good.
There's no denying it. He's that good. On the back end, you got to watch Olin Zellweger, Brant Clark, Kevin Korchinski. I think they're nasty all around. Goudreau, Milic, whoever starts. Doesn't really matter in the group stage. Let's be honest. Canada's probably going to finish number one, if not number two, if they lose to Sweden. But like, it's just about a goaltender showing up in the quarterfinals. They're just going to rotate. My X factor for Team Canada, though, in Group A is Adam Fantilli. Can he be the tipping point? Can he be that depth offense when a team finds a way to shut down Connor Bedard, Shane Wright, maybe Dylan Gunther? Can Adam Fantilli be that guy to tip the scales for Canada? That's going to be the difference maker. That's going to be the X factor for Canada, and Adam Fantilli's who I'm watching. Moving along to Sweden now. You got Fabian Lysell, 2021 first by Boston. Isaac Rosen, another 2021 pick by Buffalo. I think those are definitely skilled players. Like Lysell's probably going to rip it up points wise. Guy's going to shred Germany, Czechia, Austria, those teams. Isaac Rosen, again, a well-rounded player, going to be an impact player. But Leo Carlson's an interesting one. Like, can he work his way into a top three NHL pick this year? He's draft eligible. Leo Carlson, remember that name, because he could be a top three pick this upcoming year if he has a wicked World Juniors. X factor, Carl Lindbom. I mean, he's a seventh round pick by Vegas. Is he their starter? Is someone going to overtake him? And if he's their starter, it's going to sound harsh. Everyone's going to be like, stop picking on teenagers. That's Sweden's weak spot. I don't believe Carl Lindbom is that good of a starting goaltender at the World Juniors this year. So that's Sweden's weak spot. Like, I'm not saying they're going to be worse than Czechia. I still think they're going to put up a fight with Canada. But if Canada goes and beats them 5-1, 5-2, you're just going to be like, well, kind of what we expected from Sweden. Good, not great. On to Germany. Nikita Kwap, sixth round pick, goaltender from Carolina Product. Despite losing both his games of the summer tournament, gave Germany a fighting chance against Sweden, made 45 stops against a much stronger American team as well. Going to have a huge performance. Again, we'll get to games to watch as well, the ones that I've got circled. But if they don't want to get relegated, he's going to be your big dog to watch. Blue line anchors of Philip Badul and Leon van der Linde as well. Heck, and Hinault, 2021 fifth round pick by Washington. If Hinault can, if he can provide a little bit of offense, he doesn't have to do it all because he's got some help as well. And the help comes in their X factor of Luca Hof. He's a weapon, lit up the under 18 tournament, but he's still young. He kind of has, he's not a Tim Stützle. He's maybe a little bit more of a JJ Paterka. I'm losing my, you know, I can't remember the kid who's in Chicago system, Rockford system. Again, he seems like one of those like 1B German players that they're producing. A lot of talented, a lot of skill, a lot of creativity. So Luca Hof, definitely watch for him with Germany. Czechia, Tomáš Suchánek back for a second go-round after upsetting USA in the quarterfinals this summer. Interesting to watch the tender there. Future Columbus Blue Jackets stud David Juracek's back on the blue line for Czechia. He'll have to play some huge minutes. Like, if they want a chance, if they want to actually stay in games with Canada and Sweden, Juracek's going to have to be massive. Czechs, they're going to have six NHL drafted prospects with Buffalo Sabres first rounder Yuri Kulik leading the way as well. X factor there, Yaroslav Kibler. Rangers prospect thrived as a freshman this year with Providence. Austria as well to round out Group A. They're missing their top prospect. This is what hurts them. It is Marco Kasper not being there for Austria. 19-year-old Thomas Fehrmeier, team's third goalie from the recent summer tournament, probably going to be the starter. That's scary. You don't have Sebastian Ranishitz. Goaltending plays such a big part in these small countries. Just being able to keep it close. Nothing against Thomas. Going to be a tough tournament. Going to be a long tournament. If he's going to play three of the five, he probably gets three of the four, pardon me. Probably gets Czechia, Germany, maybe Canada if you want. It depends on their schedule, right? Like, he's going to get Germany no matter what. If he's their guy, you probably give him Czechia as that three spot test. But again, if they can get a little bit of, you know, production out of Ian Scherzer, my X factor for Austria, he's a draft eligible prospect this upcoming draft, playing in Sweden, Rögle. I think Ian Scherzer could be a guy who surprises some people. You've also got Lorenz Linder. He can crush guys on the back end, probably going to have to play 28, 30 minutes a game. And you got Montreal Canadiens prospect Vincennes Roar, Ottawa 67s, not the Ottawa Senators, as some may have stated in their articles. But Roar's going to be a guy who's relied upon, as are most for Austria. I think that they're a team who they're going to be fighting with Germany for that final spot. We got to take a break, though. Pay some bills. Commercial break. When we come back, Group B, USA. Are they the favorites? They're playing Sweden today. They played Finland in the pre-tournament. I don't know. What does the USA bring? Get your thoughts in now. World Hockey Report, we are coming to you live on Heavy Hockey Network. It's a Wednesday. 5 days till the World Juniors. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the US. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
Back. World Hockey Report coming to you live on Heavy Hockey Network. Ugh. That's a hot start. Hair in the mouth there. You gotta love that. We went over Group A, and we're gonna go over Group B here in a second, but don't forget Spangler Cup coming up as well. If you want to go on sports trips, Sports Travel Tours is the absolute best place to go. NHL trips, Spangler Cup, NFL, F1, Premier League packages, much more. SportsTravelTours.com today. Every game sportsbook as well. Don't forget SeatGeek promo code WHR. If you're buying tickets, you better be going through SeatGeek. Don't forget. Told you. We got them. World Hockey Report Tukes. If you want it, throw a prediction in the chat. Maybe tag us on Twitter as well at World Hockey RPT. Whatever you want to do. We got a few more to give away. We'll have hashtag WHROT challenge. Not going to spoil anything. I don't know how much longer we're giving away those free merch, though. The Tukes are running low. So OT challenge is back. Plus, maybe, hey, we'll give you a toque if you're a loyal listener, putting in your predictions into the chat today. Group B, for our friends at Pro Rock Hockey Sticks, the absolute best sticks, best price point. Group B, USA, bringing back eight players from the 2022 roster that lost to the Czechs in the quarterfinal. Three players I'm watching. Number one, Adam, you are bang on. Logan Cooley is who I'm watching. Arizona Coyotes got a good one last year in the draft. Third overall, I think Cooley's an absolute weapon. I'm also watching Tyler Boucher. Character, good player, runs around, flies around the ice. Ottawa Senators prospect. Going to be watching Tyler Boucher and Luke Hughes. Obviously, you need that horse. You need that D-man. 2021 pick. Luke Hughes going to be the captain. I mean, you know, goaltending is going to be their, you know, kryptonite in a sense. So we go on Twitter here. It's blowing up. We got some, you know, notifications going on World Junior wise. I don't know if Keys is actually eligible. Is he? And I don't think he is. I think he's a little too old for this tournament. I want to say it's by a year. Maybe I'm wrong, Adam. You can look into that. Your dark horse, though, Sam Lipkin. I kind of like that one as well. I've got a different dark horse, though, on X Factors. It's Cutter Gauthier. It's Chaz Lucius. Cool names. The best names. But now I say that tongue in cheek. What USA needs, what their real X factor is guys like Cutter, is guys like Chaz who can have that swag, that Trevor Zegras style swag, that Cole Caulfield type of confidence. Because that's what gets it done. When you look back at all of the American teams that have been successful at the World Juniors, I think back to Brady Tkachuk. I think back to John Carlson. I think back to these groups that just had that certain swagger. They had that aura to them, that confidence. They weren't scared. They didn't give a shit who they were playing. They don't care if they're playing Canada, Finland, Sweden, anyone. So I think if you can get that attitude, that dressing room mentality into the American side this year, they've got a chance. But with Kaden Imbruglia and Trey Augustine's your goaltenders, that is where the red flags are flying around at a million miles an hour for the Americans, especially when you got to find a way to slow down Finland. Finland's played for medal in each of the last four World Juniors as well. Obviously, you're watching Brad Lambert, Winnipeg pick last year, Joachim Kemmel, Nashville pick last year as well. Is Aku Koskinvuo, is that your guy between the pipes? Similar to the States, I think we're going to be seeing high-scoring games here. I haven't checked out lines on every game. Got a futures bet in. Shout out Canada. I haven't seen lines, but I'm expecting goals. Like if they're giving you 6.5 lines on these, you're taking them every single damn day. Goals, goals, goals. We're going to see a lot of 7.5 lines, I bet, this tournament. I actually think it's going to be wild. But for Finland, we saw it in their, you know, pre-tournament game against the USA going 0-for-4 on the power play. It looked brutal. Like, is that going to be the difference maker? Can that change? Can Joachim Kemmel, can Brad Lambert turn this power play around to be a factor? Because if you're going to look like that, where they could hardly get set up, and when they were, it looked like they're passing around a football on ice. They got to figure something out. Kemmel, Lambert, they've got a chance. They've got a chance against the Americans, the top group B, but I'm not loving it. Not loving it at all. Over to Switzerland now. You got Switzerland, Slovakia, Latvia to round out Group B. Three players I'm watching. Attilo Biasco, Switzerland's leading scorer in August. 4 goals, 6 points. Set to return. You've also got Dallas Stars first rounder, Liam Bischel, 18th overall last year. And Flyers prospect, Brian Zanetti, 110th 2 years ago, 2021. They always kind of just play that Swiss style. It's a trap. They'll put you to sleep. They'll be able to hang. Not with Canada. Pre-tournament showed that. But they don't have that Benjamin Cons factor. When you think of Swiss hockey teams that do well, Van Pottelberg had a sick run. Benjamin Cons was nasty. Switzerland does have a lot of returnees, though. I mean, from their summertime World Juniors, they've got 13 players that are returnees from the team's 28-man pre-tournament roster. So could they get by with a little bit more experience? I don't think they'll be up for relegation. They really shouldn't be. But you have to beat Slovakia and you have to beat Latvia. I don't think either of those will be pushovers. I think those are probably one-goal games, maybe a two-goal game here or there, maybe some overtime needed. And that's when having 13 returnees is going to play into Switzerland's favor. So that's why it's my X factor for them. You want to look at Slovakia? Well, three players to watch there. Matej Marinov, goaltender right there. You got Simon Nemec, the defenseman. New Jersey knows a little bit about Nemec. He's going to be sick. And then Philip Mesher, Habs prospect, another forward there. They've got the pieces. Slovakia, on paper, should be better than Latvia. What scares me is they might have some of the worst depth in this tournament. Dalibor Dvorsky is my X factor. He's a draft eligible player. Keep an eye on Dvorsky this tournament for Slovakia. I think he could be where some of their secondary scoring, some of that two-way game comes from. But I'm not confident with Slovakia. Like they could be playing for relegation against Austria or Germany, and I don't think anyone would be super, super shocked. Time will tell, though. Can Marinov hold the fort? You know, they're also a country that's relied on some solid goaltending performances in the past. One of my favorite throwback, 2009, Yaroslav Yanis. He had those colorful pads. If anyone remembers that, tag us in a photo at World Hockey RPT on Twitter as well, because Yanis had some sick gear. And then Tavares absolutely buried him with that goal where he flips it up off the backhand, forehand, midair, taps it home. One of the sickest goals of all time. Okay, rounding out Group B, rounding out the tournament, Latvia. They're bringing an NHL prospect free lineup to the World Juniors. No NHL prospects on Latvia. You got Nick Svenenko, Quebec Major Junior D-man. Probably played Halifax, Moncton. I mean, you know, kind of a homecoming for him. Not really a homecoming, but whatever. You get the point. He's playing the Q. He's playing out east anyways. I got another one. Sandis Vilmans, a fifth round pick by Florida last year. And Reyners Darnesons. I mean, Skellefteå, U20 in Sweden right now. Scored versus Canada. Ripped one past Sebastian Kosa over the summer. Can he be that depth guy that they're looking for? It's going to take a full effort from Latvia if they want to pull off an upset, but there is a chance that there's a chance where they're not actually playing for relegation. They could sneak into the quarterfinals and get Canada in the quarterfinal. Got to beat Slovakia or Switzerland. I don't think that's an unreasonable task, especially looking at the lineups on paper this year. Can Carlos Mezarks pull off the upset against Slovakia or Switzerland? Not enough people are talking about Mezarks. USHL, Tri-City Storm. Like, everyone wants to talk about, oh, well, they got a returnee. They got this guy. They got that guy. If Carlos isn't between the pipes, this team's in trouble. I think it's Mezarks' net to lose. And that's why if you get him against Slovakia and Switzerland, you've got a chance to win a game, get out of the relegation. It's all those teams are playing for. You can get the experience in the quarterfinals. You can go and get waxed anytime. But if you're not relegated, if you're not getting replaced by Norway, you're pretty damn happy. Also, what's IIHF going to do once Russia and Belarus get back? They're just going to get auto bids? I don't know how it's going to work. Maybe you got to, relegate two teams. Seems to be a little off, but we won't dive into that. Okay, must watch games. Got a few circled for you. Canada, Czechia, Boxing Day. Probably a blowout. Spread's probably going to be -4.5, but it should be a sick atmosphere in Halifax. I'm looking forward to that. Canada hosting the World Juniors in a real hockey city. Yeah, excited for that. Switzerland, Latvia on Tuesday, December 27th. This is the one I'm talking about. Can Switzerland pull off the upset? Is this an unthinkable opportunity for Latvia to jump out and pick up 3 points here. Sweden, Czechia on December 29th. Second place in Group A likely up for grabs with this one. Slovakia, Latvia on Friday, December 30th. Both games on the 30th are both loser leaves town. You got Slovakia versus Latvia and Austria versus Germany. You lose that, you're probably heading to the relegation round. Then every game on New Year's Eve is going to be six. Slovakia, Switzerland, Germany, Czechia, Finland, USA, Sweden, Canada. I love it. My predictions, you can hold me accountable if you want or don't. I really don't care. Fourth place, Finland. Bronze goes to Sweden. Silver goes to USA. Gold goes to Canada. Like it. Canada gold, Canada USA in the final in Halifax. Wouldn't that be electric? USA and Sweden, they're just getting set to drop the puck. Canada's national junior team closes out the Moncton portion of its schedule, taking on Slovakia in the second of three pre-tournament games out of the World Juniors today. All-time Canada is 15-0-1 against Slovakia. Canada, Finland close out the pre-tournament on Friday, December 23rd. We get the Spangler Cup coming up on Boxing Day as well. I hate that we don't have a roster for Canada. I hate it. I love this tournament. It's one of the best tournaments in the world. I know some people have a roster somewhere, but it's so frustrating the way Hockey Canada markets it. It's actually embarrassing. Canada opens up the tournament against Sparta Prague on Boxing Day. Also at the tournament, Rebro from Sweden, Ambry Pioto, NLA, IFK Helsinki, Finland, and HC DeVos, the host, of course, from Switzerland. My prediction, Canada wins it as per usual. Runners up, Helsinki. I think IFK Helsinki is going to give some teams a run for their money. Always a fun tournament. I'll say it's the second one to the World Juniors because the World Juniors has had some of the greatest hockey moments of all time. The Spangler Cup's fun. Waking up, crushing some Baileys, crushing some coffee, watching hockey. The Spangler Cup is electric. Okay, that's going to do it for me, Heavy Hockey Network, World Hockey Report, coming to you live on a Wednesday. Download the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Follow us on Twitter, World Hockey RPT. I'm personally on Twitter at Janner on PXP. Until next time, everyone, be kind, be better.